This is Popcorn Matinee, Popcorn Conversations. Everybody's a motherfucking critic. Just the Everybody's a Motherfucking Critic show. And this is the first episode brought to you courtesy of Microwave Media.
Microwave Media.
Exclusive shit, you already know. But listen, so I went to see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I'm a big Marvel fan. Spider-Man is definitely one of my bulls, and the X-Men is my bull too. You know, I fucks with Captain America too. Like, all the other Avengers to me, they just like, they was always D-list superheroes. They was nobodies when I grew up. You know, I grew up in a time and an era where Fox 29 had the X-Men animated series and the Spider-Man animated series, classics. And I say all that to say, like, this Miles Morales Into the Spider-Verse type shit, this is like the best animated superhero shit ever. Now, in the first movie, I fuck with that John Heavy. Excuse my language. If you listen to this and you can't listen to curse words and shit like that, my bad. Tell your parents I'm sorry, but I curse sometimes. But, Into the Spider-Verse, right? So, that's the new John. It was fire. Like, I fuck with it. Overall, I'm gonna give it a B. And I'm only going to give it a B. It really deserves an A, but I don't want to give you the spoilers yet. So when it's time for the spoilers, you'll hear,
warning, spoiler alert.
All right. So when you hear that and you don't want to be spoiled for what happened in the movie or any other movies I talk about, when you hear that,
warning, spoiler alert,
that means cut this shit off because I'm about to tell you what the fuck happened. But, you know, the animation is amazing. The storyline is amazing. It was fun. It's fun family. They do got a couple cuss words in there. They say ass a couple times, you know. I mean, ass is in a dictionary and it's in the Bible. So is it really a cuss word or is it just the context you use it in? I don't fucking know. But fucking is, and I say that a lot. But anyway, that's something different. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, like, I fuck with it because, you know, Miles Morales, that's the black Spider-Man, the half-black Spider-Man. He's fire. You know, he's stronger than Peter Parker. He got better powers than Peter Parker. He could turn invisible. He got the spider senses. He got the poison venom sting. He got that electric shit he do with his hands. All over, he's the greatest Spider-Man ever made. Now, this story takes place after the first one was the Into the Spider-Verse, when they fixed all of these multiple dimensions. But by them doing that, they fucked up something totally different, which created this new story. So now we got this special elite team of different Spider-Mans from different dimensions and different Earths, 616 and all of the different, you know, it's hundreds of different Spider-Mans. They all on the team and they trying to protect each timeline. So I don't know how to say it without fucking spoiling it, so fuck it, here's a spoiler alert.
Warning, spoiler alert.
Like, the first one was mainly about Miles Morales, and it had little highlights of Spider-Gwen, or she calling herself Spider-Woman now, and I prefer Spider-Gwen, that's cooler. But anyway, this one seems like it's more based about Spider-Gwen, and then Miles Morales is more so featured in it. You know, they kick off with Spider-Gwen and her little backstory and her dealing with her dad. Her single dad is a police officer. Her shit kind of mirrors Miles Morales, like his dad is a police officer and all of that. But you know, in a comic book, they don't really stick to the continuity of the comic where Miles Morales' dad died. Instead, he had his uncle die. But hey, this is a different timeline. It's a whole Spider-Verse. So they focus more so on Gwen. Then they introduce the villain, the Spot Dude. But the Spot Dude was created by Miles Morales. Ironically, from the first movie, he created him by saving the day. He created his new enemy. But the thing is, the bad guy, the villain of the week, as they jokingly called him throughout the movies, wasn't even a main villain. The main villain was Spider-Man.
Warning, spoiler alert.
He's trying to keep the continuity of all of Spider-Man's storylines together, which I find is weird because in the movie they didn't stick to the continuity of Miles Morales, but that's a different story. Anyway, so he's really the main antagonist and the main bad guy. This movie was fun. It was fast. But then towards the end, it felt like it was, you like, you watching it and you like, this joint should, how long is this shit? Like, this shit should be over. But it's like, you expecting it to be over, but then it's like the way the story going, it's like it can't be over because I know they gotta still fight the villain of the week and all of that. But
spoiler alert,
the reason I get this movie a B instead of an A is because they left us on a cliffhanger, and the way that they left us on a cliffhanger was like, bro, you could have even made this an after credit scene, or you could have just added another half hour to the movie and finished it. I understand why they did it, but it was like, the way that they leave you on the cliffhanger is like, really, nigga? Like, why? The fuck? That was my thoughts. Like, even the niggas everybody that was in the movie theaters with me, niggas was like, what? That's it? Like, what the fuck type shit was that? Now, here comes the
spoiler alert.
With these niggas, excuse my language, I can't call it. What I felt like would have been better would have been if he would have escaped the Spider-Verse, defeated Spider-Man 2099, and outsmarted all the other Spider-Mans and made it back to his world. And he talked to his mom and revealed himself and hugged his mom. And then they would have ended right there. Then roll credits.
Warning, spoiler alert.
You find out he's in a wrong dimension. He not in the reality or the dimension that Miles Morales came from. Instead, they kept it going and just ended it with like he meet the other Miles Morales that was supposed to be Spider-Man but ended up being a Prowler. And it's like, only way I'm gonna get this movie an A or a 5 stars or whatever rating system. I'm still working on my rating systems, by the way. Only way I'm gonna give it some shit like that is if the second part of it is better than its first part. Equal or better. Because we already know what's gonna happen in part two. Okay. Now he's in a wrong spider dimension. You got Spider-Gwen going through different dimensions trying to find him. She finds him. They gonna get him back to the right reality, and then they gonna fight the spot dude as the big ending. Whoop-dee, we know. That's what we was expecting in this movie. In this movie, I was expecting him to fight the spot nigga, beat him, and then that's it. Had I known that this was going to be a 2-part movie, I would have probably appreciated it, the cliffhanger, more. But seeing as though everybody in the movie theater that was with me felt disappointed and felt some type of way, niggas didn't even stay to see if it was an after credit scene. Like, as soon as it said to be continued, well, niggas was like, what? People just got up and walked the fuck out. Like, you know how people wait to see? Like, niggas ain't even look on their phone and to see if it was after credit scenes and none of that. And I went Thursday. But, you know, Marvel Into the Spider-Verse, definitely go see it. It's definitely a fire movie. I definitely appreciate them, you know, bringing Miles Morales' character to life, the best Spider-Man. They even highlight that he's the best Spider-Man throughout the film. Your kids will love it. You'll love it. You'll enjoy it. It's funny moments. It had me laughing. I like the jokes. I like the fight scenes. I like everything. I like seeing that all the Spider-Mans, like from the Scarlet Spider, which is what's his name, Ben Reilly, the clone Spider-Man. They even had the fucking Spider-Man that's black and silver. I forgot what fucking Spider-Man costume that is. They had like all types of Spider-Mans in this joint. All types of Spider-Mans and Spider-Women. And also Spider-Woman, they had it. They also had a lot of black characters in this one. I appreciated that. I appreciated Spider-Punk, I think that's his name, the rock and roll dude. I seen the action figure when I was like kind of skeptical about buying it, but after seeing the movie and he took his mask off, he's like a black dude with dreadlocks and he got like ears and he got nose and mouth piercings and shit. It's like he like a black rocker dude. So it's like, all right, I can get behind that. I might have to grab that figure now. I bought the black Spider Woman. I thought she was just like a heavyset black lady, but in the movie you find out she's just pregnant. So she's pregnant, a pregnant Spider Woman fighting crime on her motorcycle. I don't know how she don't got no miscarriage. Her womb must be strong as a spider's web. I know. It was a little jokey joke. Yeah, so it definitely was a good movie. It was a good film. I definitely recommend going seeing it, but the end of the movie is like what fucked it up for me. Like, it built it up, but it built it up too much where it was like, yo, you can't just leave us like this. And it wasn't even like, leave us like this, like, wanting more. It's like, you're not dropping another movie till next year, bro. Like, who the fuck gonna really remember or be that invested into it to wait until next year to see it? I could see if it was like, watch part two in December or something, like when the original movie came out around Christmas. But we gotta wait a whole nother year to see, to finish this story, and you left us on a part.
Warning, spoiler alert.
Where Miles Morales was tied up and being tortured by the other Miles Morales and his uncle. And it just said, to be continued, and then you find out Gwen, like, yo, we're in the wrong universe. And then that's it, like. Other than that, though, this shit was fire, though, man. I might give it an A-. I ain't gonna give it a B, man. I give that shit an A-.